For Storm Lake Radio here on Monday, April 13th, Ryan Thompson, a chance to get together with Iowa State football coach Paul Rhodes. Coach, thanks a lot for the time. I know it's been a day chock full of meetings and so forth for yourself, but thanks for giving us a few minutes.
Well, you got it, and you're right. We're coming off of spring game weekend putting that game to bed and getting all our grades in and final evaluations from the spring, and coaches are getting ready to take to the road for our annual spring recruiting period.
Well, I'll ask you about the spring game coming up here momentarily, but first we're going to talk mentoring, as you're going to be the featured speaker at the Teammates Mentoring Celebration at the BVU Forum here in Storm Lake next Wednesday, April 22nd. And as far as mentoring is concerned, I've heard you talking about this subject before. Big 12 coaches have been involved in it, and I'm sure it's a subject that's very near and dear to you.
Yeah, it is. And with today's society and our youth, mentoring programs and mentors of every variety are awfully important to their engagement and productivity, and happy to be involved in every way that I can be.
When did you begin getting involved in mentoring, and what kind of impact has it had on you?
Well, I think in some way, shape, or form, I've been involved in it ever since I got into the coaching profession, quite honestly. I would say in a more advertised role, Bill Snyder was the one that contacted me about the coaches mentoring program and the challenge of that amongst states, amongst schools. And we were already doing a mentoring program here in Ames and promoting it through the state of Iowa, but Kirk's involved over at the University of Iowa and they've been involved up in Nebraska in both Kansas schools, and Bill Snyder has really championed that to try to get more universities involved.
Well, that's a very cool thing, and you've said before that you're more than just a coach, so I'm sure mentoring filters down to you and as it relates to your student-athletes. So without giving it away, what's your message going to consist of as a speaker at the teammate celebration that you're going to be at?
Well, just simply that you can't be involved enough in a guidance and leadership and advisement type of role when you assume that hat. There are multiple opportunities to do that, and looking for those and engaging in those is something that you have to take the responsibility and do. When you're in that position, and we're always seeking out more people to take that responsibility, and that will be a challenge that I'll give.
No doubt about that. And let's talk some football now. You had your spring game this past Saturday. What do you take away from that?
Well, we health is one thing we took away from it. We had one young man that went into the game already banged up and probably left a little bit more will require surgery this summer, but should be ready to go by August. Other than that, we came away healthy in our final time taking the field, and that's awfully important. I thought we tackled overall pretty good in the spring game and had a number of people around the ball, more people than we've had around the ball in a lot of our scrimmages this time of year in the past. I thought both quarterbacks, or excuse me, all three quarterbacks did some good things. And then there's still signs of things that we have to work on. And one of those was our center quarterback exchange and throwing accuracy and higher completion percentage rate. All things that in this league you have to do to be successful.
Well, what are your main focal points going into the upcoming season? And where do you look at as the biggest improvements coming in?
Well, running the ball is right at the top of our list at things we have to improve upon to be a more consistent football team, to give our football program an opportunity to win, because the run game affects you defensively as well as offensively. I think our defense, our secondary, I think has a chance to be something that's improved. The defensive line needs to be for the entire defense to be improved. I think our receiving corps has a chance to be a group that can do something with the ball once they get it, and we have to take advantage of that.
Iowa State football coach Paul Rhodes, wish you all the best during the 2015 season. And again, Coach Rhodes will be the featured speaker at the Teammates Mentoring Celebration BVU Forum in Storm Lake. That'll be Wednesday, April 22nd, and tickets can be obtained at the Storm Lake radio stations. For one, the doors will open at the BVU Forum at 6 p.m. on April 22nd. Coach Rhodes, it's been a pleasure. Thanks, and look forward to seeing you here in Storm Lake.
We're looking forward to being up there. Thank you.